Brandi Schultz is in studio with me this morning, and we're going to talk just in general about the Cave City Area Chamber of Commerce, a little bit about what it does, and maybe we've got some folks thinking about joining the chamber and what they need to do and what they could expect. So first off, Brandi, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
I know you are busy. You are always busy. So tell me a little bit about what the chamber is doing these days that keeps you so busy.
So we have a growing membership that is well over 100 members strong now, and that is just under a year of having membership. So we're very proud of that number. We have a very active business community, so it's just my job to support them, advertise for them, market for them, keep them connected with the community, and it's going great.
Chambers of Commerce have had a very changing business model over the last 20, 30 years. Tell me what your vision of the Chamber of Commerce is and how you go about that each day for your businesses you represent.
So for Cave City, you know, we're a very small town with a population of less than 2,000, which is a great thing as far as keeping everyone connected. So for our particular chamber in Cave City, a big part of that is keeping our community connected with our business community, providing opportunities for people to get together, to convene, to collaborate. And so that's a big part of what we do in Cave City is just being that vessel for those two to come together.
Tell me a little bit about some of the events you have planned. We did a great Pink Friday event back during Christmas. What does 2026 hold this year?
Yes, everyone in Cave City loves Pink Friday, so we will definitely be doing that again. And obviously, that is always the Friday before Thanksgiving, so that's the Friday before Black Friday. So we're excited to be doing that again, hopefully better and better year over year. So we're really excited about that. For the chamber, we do have a monthly what we call a chamber chat. So that's going to be at Drifter's Coffee on the first Tuesday of every month at 9 o'clock. We just get together with different members of the community and different businesses. We share leads. We share events. We keep each other connected. We keep each other in the know. And it's really helping create a stronger presence in Cave City and a stronger, more connected Cave City. We're also looking forward to the Watermelon Festival. Obviously, that is our biggest event. The Watermelon Festival Planning Board does a great job with that. We will be trying to market and advertise our businesses there in town throughout that event. To try to show our visitors that we have a great place that we'd invite them to come back to the rest of the year. We have launched our Heart of Cave City.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. So that is our Main Street program, and we'll be doing some more programming through the Main Street in 2026. We'll be doing some movies in our pocket park, some picking and grinning. We're going to be doing our first ever Founders Day event where we're really celebrating the heritage and culture, and we're going to tie that into the America 250. So we have a lot of great things planned this year.
Sounds like a great time. Tell me about the folks that wear these green jackets that I see around at chamber events.
Yeah, so we have an awesome ambassador team. We're 20 strong on that. These are representatives of our member businesses. This is something that's available to all of our members to add on an ambassador, and they will represent their business at different ribbon cuttings, different events, wearing the green blazer, photo opportunity. So it's great visibility for businesses, and it's another great way to stay connected. You get those reminders of all the events happening in town. You get that invitation. So it's a great way to stay visible, to stay connected, and we are very proud of our 20 ambassadors.
I want to go back a few weeks because I want to focus on the word area in Cave City Area Chamber of Commerce. You did a joint ribbon cutting up here around the county line with the Batesville Community Chamber of Commerce. And so it's not just Cave City right in the city limits. It's that area up there, that business community that is kind of the trade area around the Sharp and Independence County line. So it branches out beyond just Cave City. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, you're so right. So geographically, you know, Cave City is part in Independence and part in Sharp, so that kind of makes us unique in that way. And we're so lucky to have such a fabulous relationship with the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce. They've been instrumental in helping us get ours off the ground, so we love them as neighbors. The joint ribbon cutting was wonderful. We had a great time. Both of our ambassador teams showed up that day, and we had a really great time celebrating our joint member. And you're so right. We accept members not just from Cave City geographically, but we have a lot of workforce for Independence County and other cities in Sharp County as well. And so we invite businesses in the Batesville area and the Quad Cities area that have employees who live in Cave City to become more involved in our community. And the Chamber is a great way to do that, to give back to the community where their employees live.
You mentioned the Quad Cities area. Define that. What are the four cities in the Quad Cities?
So we have another great neighboring chamber. That is the Spring River Area Chamber of Commerce. Love them as well. And then, you know, in Sharp County, you go down the highway a little ways. We're kind of geographically at the very end of Sharp County. So you've got Ash Flat, Hardy, Cherokee Village, and Highland.
Great little area up there.
Yes.
And really has come to life since the tornado. We've rebuilt. We've got a lot of new. We've kept a lot of old in there. Really is an exciting time to be in that area.
Yes, it's really fun driving through town right now, seeing all the new construction, all the reimagining that has happened since the tornado, the renewed sense of community and the renewed passion for placemaking, just realizing that where we live is so much more than buildings. You know, when you put it all together, it's actually a place that we're all attached to. So kind of renewing our passion for seeing it thrive and grow and be a great place where our kids want to come back and visit after they've, you know, gone on to their professions. It has really renewed our sense of pride and our civic pride in Cave City. So it's really great driving through, seeing all the new construction. It's very uplifting. And I've heard this not just from myself, but I've just heard this from many that they love driving through and seeing all the improvements.
Now, you're coming up on your inaugural annual chamber meeting, and that's coming up end of the month. Tell me a little bit about that and how folks can get involved.
Yes, so February 28th will be our inaugural annual meeting and awards luncheon. We will be celebrating our chamber members and our community at large. We have 6 really great awards that we will be presenting. We would encourage the whole community to come out and show support. Outstanding Woman in Business. We have a lot of women-owned businesses in Cave City. A Legacy Award. We have several great families in Cave City whose history just runs so deep. So we'll be honoring those things and more at our first annual meeting.
Now, we're looking for more than just businesses to come. You open that up to members of the community. Is that right, Tim?
Yes, this is open to the community. Again, you can go to our Facebook page or you can reach out to me to find that general admission ticket link. But we would love to see a great showing of support from our community as well as our business community.
And that's going to be held where?
That is going to be at the Cave City Elementary School Cafeteria. We are kicking it old school and forever cool.
I saw you kind of have a little 80s theme there.
Yes, well, it's your favorite decade, so you can interpret that however you wish. I'm a 90s girl, but
all right.
You know.
So not just 80s. I'm thinking 80s. I guess that's where I grew up.
That's right.
What comes to mind to me, and that's February 28th.
That's right.
For the people out there who may be listening, who want to become involved with the chamber, become a chamber member, how do they get in touch with you to do that?
Yes, I would love to get you signed up as a chamber member. We have a very active online presence. That's the Cave City Area of Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. They can send me an email, send me a message. It's very simple to become a member, but we would love to encourage and invite anyone who wants to get more involved with Cave City to reach out.
Brandy, always good to see you.
Yes, you too. Thank you.